really to speak about the Razmanim. But before I start, just come back from the Levaya. The Rebbetzin Kotler. The prison has to take out those of his Levayas. I'm speaking to myself really. I spoke about Rupshner, Kotler, Baum. When they came to the States, it was not accepted that Yingelite will sit and learn and not go out to work. It was unaccepted. People had to say this to keep Shabbos. It was to work. In America, it was geboten to work. And they came and they were miyased, this musig, that Yingelite is sitting and learning. Through the years, they managed to turn it, not the pshat that it's accepted that some people can sit and learn. It's a covet to be from the group that are sitting and learning. Not everyone could be there, but it's a covet. It's a league. This is what they managed to turn around. I was lifting, she was in Shanghai at Udemir. She passed a hard, very hard life. In the end, she was a part of this big ma'apecha. And this be'etzem is a tafkid that every person, every yochid, has to think how much he's learning, how much he's growing, how much he's doing for Torah, how much he's putting in. But now it says, some called Har Hashem, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Koy Sode, like you have Shekori Bais. The Torah is like a house. A house is the person, the place that a person lives. The tafkid of a person to make himself that he's in the Bais. He's a part of the Bais. He's Meyachad in the Bais. And this is the Kerechatz of a person. Look what a couple of people did. They changed the whole day. They changed the whole America. This is the tafkid of every yochid. Yemon v'layla, yemon v'layla. This is the chokhmah. You go to these places to take on, to try. I also want to be like that. Also, and everyone could. You just have to start, and the rest of the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Dishmaya. We're holding before Ben Azmanim. Speak about it every year. I think the same way that people go to Ben Azmanim every time and they don't say that they were Yoytze, that they went last year to Ben Azmanim. Even though we spoke about it already a different time. Ben Azmanim is a tkufa. Most people in the end of Ben Azmanim say to themselves, such a shame. Next Ben Azmanim I will use it much better. The last day of Ben Azmanim you think to yourself, I should bal tashchis Ben Azmanim, you know. I was planning to master it so much. Almost next Ben Azmanim I will do much better. And the Eitzah is Be'etzem, it's Alam Ofakot, I think to extend the Ben Azmanim. You could start it from today, tomorrow. I'm not saying you have to stop to learn, but extending the Ben Azmanim. First thing a person has to take on himself for the Ben Azmani. Choyk velo yavor. Choyk velo yavor. That will not pass a day. It's a good bocher, an hour and a half. It's a beta in the hour. Shvach bocher, maybe 45 minutes. Aber choyk velo yavor. Choyk velo yavor. So you can start from today. It means Friday, it means Shabbos, the day of the high, the day of the coming back, before this man, after this man, the day of the trip, every day. Choyk velo yavo. Want to be masked. I speak about that, learning an hour, choyk velo yavo, it means learning. It's not including Shtayim Mikro, not Tehillim, not Psukei Dezimur, not stories like Gedolim, not listening to Shiurim. This is the shiurim is not counted. It means to sit and learn. And to learn. Gemara, Rashi, Tesis, Mishneh Brura maybe even, Shnayas maybe, so. Not Parsha Sheets, Parish. Not Vart Nachalat Eire. Not Shtayim Mikro, not Psukei Dezimur, what does it? Choyk velo yav. It's the other place. Well, Mama, we started from today. I think it's much better. We start. Tilosh Chodesh Elul will not be a day. And if Chas V'Sholem, Chas V'Sholem, a day happened, the other day I do double. And if the other day I also missed, I can't go to the trip. I can't do the Nazmanim stops until I catch up. I'll miss, I'll miss. This is the Aleph place. Second thing is, person decides what he's going to learn in that hour. Go to shul, see these guys, takes out a gemara, he opens it, he closes it, he goes to Ala Teire, he goes to Ala Novi, he says someone knows I'm going to Kashe, not this guy, never. He made a plan to learn him, but he doesn't make a plan what? One guy could chazi kiddushi, one guy could learn a different masechta. One guy could chazer, haloche, kol echon mashali b'chofetz, that's the mile of Ben Azman. Aber choyk velo yavo. Now more from that. To make a plan, something that you feel that you could be masking. What do you like to learn? What do you feel good? Well, I said, you start today, you have almost a month. You chazer to the blood. You chazer the whole first parakeh in the Kiddushin. It's 41 seconds. I will chaz the first parak of Kiddushin. I will feel sick. As I will learn the Iyun, I will chaz the Iyun. After a couple of days, you know, halt it off, noch in the Shabbat Pruta, yeah? He feels not even Shabbat Pruta what he's doing, yeah? So, yeah, so it's Shabbat Sitton. And the most he gets the Baal Kolcho, he feels he's learning Baal Kolcho. Person knows himself. What will give him sick? Sometimes, even if it's not the best limud for him, but if this will give him sipuk, that's what he has to do. Now, some guys know what Allah Chavrus is English. Yeah, that's some people get good Chavrus is English. Yeah? It's too hard for him. Chavrus is not too in a sense. But if you need a Chavrus, you don't want to start a Chavrus. If you know what Allah Chavrus is, now again, the Mesader Chavrusa is like Alamot, the Mesader Chutzum the Chavrusa Shav, to have something to learn. What is all the Mesader Chazach Kiddushi of the Chavrusa? You're very stark in your Achlot. What does the Yitzhah hold? First day he says the Chavrusa, second day he says, the third day he misses. Okay, you don't know what to do. Okay, you wait for him, Mesader Chazach, the first to blood. Okay, the other day, he also doesn't come. Okay, he said, I'll go fight him now. He learned of Gimel, then the Yitzhahara sent him. Now he wants the Chazad of Gimel. Okay, he Chazad of Gimel, tomorrow he doesn't come because he lost Cheshik, it's over. So you make a plan. Lemosh, without my Chavruse, I'm Chazad in Makas. Without my Chavruse, I'm Chazad in Mishneh Brura. But Dainu, chutz from the hour. Dainu, in the same hour, you make a goal. One guy wants the chazer, one wants the note. was the Hilchus Kiddushin. So he has a chesh, some guy knows after a couple of hours, Bishmul, no Mishgay. So it's not a plan. That makes a seer. Because you give him a chesh, you make a seer. Then you go right there. You have to plan when to do it. When you're going to learn it out. Some people, okay, the morning is the best time. He wakes up in the morning, David Shachis, 7, 8 o'clock is after Shachis, 9 o'clock is after his learning, be a goy the whole day. Achmash Doif. One guy knows the morning is not the Baisa. He can't get off. It's in Basman Advorim Aboim, in Basman Malachaskam of the Kamo. I finally forget, even if it's hard to get up during this man, it's easier doing the Basman. If you're doing this man, you're scared the whole day, you'll be tired. But as man, the most you'll be tired, you go back to sleep. Then anyway, you don't go back to sleep, yeah? That's a past Masala. During this man, it's no past Masala. You can't go back to sleep during the day. So, well, in the morning he can. Then Michel Meirev was a good time. Once a guy knows Michel Meirev, the Oilam Shemuz is not again. Okay, by night, it's 9 o'clock, every day he finishes his days, he can go to work. One guy knows if he leaves at 9 o'clock, it will never happen. But you have to plan when you're going to do that. And not only that, most of your trips and your plans, you do around the time that you're not planning to have your hour. Your hours in the morning, the oil is there, and we'll go out at 9 o'clock somewhere. You ate some in the clouds, you wake up earlier. But you make, you misada, yitzuma sayoni, and azay chetimtza. That you could be maspik to make you kvius, to make what you decided to learn. There we go, weiter. The person goes away. Then he says his chazer in kiddushin, he's going for a week to tzfas. So he realized that in tzfas, Baruch Hashem, is a lot of sfor. The Yitzhahara will make it that you come to the shul, Kiddushin will not be there. And if Kiddushin will be there, that blood you're holding will be missing. The Yitzhahara has a kerech to do that. I have a raya, because every time it's missing the blood that I'm holding. But the feet down has to be no blood in the Gemara. But then the something has a kerech to take it out for a couple hours. You bring with you a Gemara, and not small Gemara, but bigger Yisrael though. Big Gemara. Take a bathing suit. Take the towel. Take a Gemara with you. I want to tell you, this is the Aleph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, I'm saying, we Bnei Aliyah. Bnei Aliyah are not happy when they're not Oisik and Ruchnus. Speaking now, maybe I'll explain also, speaking of Gashmias. Schwache people don't need cows. You can eat straw, right? But if you eat straw, you will die. But schwache guys, they're animals. You, the guys that are here, want to hear, they're coming to listen. You are not happy if you're not a child. All of you know that. So what happens to Nazmari? The Yitzhahara says, let me to make him not to learn today. He's not happy. Now he's trying to make himself happy. He starts to climb the mountains, go up and down. Yeah, he's trying to be happy. His mind not happy. He'll try to be even more bigger, springling, what is it you call it, yeah? Make him happy. Try to become happy. The boat too, he's trying to be happy. He'll make Allah, yeah? He's trying to be happy. It's a circle, he doesn't have time to learn, he tried to be happy. But if he, in the morning, would learn an hour, his neshama will be happy. He'll be relaxed, he'll feel good about himself. The ben azmanim is a different ben azmanim. It's a snowball. You feel echi, so you feel you need to do more. If you learn your hour, you feel good about yourself, you enjoy the ben azmanim. This is the mitzvah. I'm not speaking now on Tzruchnius. Tazveini yoyim yomayim ha'azveko. Tazveini yoyim yomayim ha'azveko. person could lose all of his minus. All of his minus. All of his ruchnias. If he doesn't learn. About it, the information you remember. But the minus of ruchnias, you will not remember. Minus of ruchnias, you will not remember. The person could mamish, lose it in a second. And as money passes, becomes mufka from his learning. That's mamish. I know from people that learned the fayyim in the mashu. Then for 2-3 days, he just got out of it. Sometimes if he doesn't catch on, the whole masech that passes. Before he gets, he doesn't have time. Every morning he had an hour time. But, I know they have sekvirs with a guy to learn mishnebu and all of a sudden. After shachar. 2-3 days doesn't work out. It doesn't work out the whole time. But if it works out, every day it works out. This is the tzuren teir. Tazveni yoyim yumay ma'azveko. Im shomoya b'yoshon, tishma b'chodosh. This is the way the Mashefa made it. Shomoya b'yoshon, tishma b'chodosh. You just have to do it. So I'm saying, sigh for the gishmak. And sigh for the ruchnias has to be a choyt velo yavar. I'm telling you, it's a whole, it tells you right away, it's a cabinet, an hour. It's a good for shvache guys. Don't forget the choshe the guy, 5-6 hours. I'm sure most of the guys think like this now. No, not 5-6, 2-3 hours. Why? So all it says this. I'll tell him 3, 4, 6 hours. What was on this Friday if you were in 5 hours? What was on this Shabbos if you were in? What was on how much hours you were in Tisha B'Av? What was it? After 4 or 5 days, the whole Kabbalah is on. So I don't know, you're mekabel this hour, choyk v'lo yavah, chutz and that. Second Kabbalah, 4 hours. That keeps also gizut. Yeah, Tishnish. It's all Alamal Azakoya. First he tells you don't be mekabel. An hour is gomish. Everyone here says an hour is gomish. No one here came out and asked me to promise there will be a day that he will not miss. You'll be surprised. You'll see how much he misses. This is the koyach of the eitz. Now this is one chaylik. One chaylik. See, with the gemara to decide what you're learning, when you're learning, and again, learning. Yeah, sometimes it's all right. We'll tell you, you decide to learn, someone will start to say shir. Chaz, you have to stay. But it doesn't count. You have to know. Too bad. You go out the roof. It doesn't count. Don't start the count. Some guys don't learn a word, they walk into a shir, listen for a minute, and they think they learn. Shtuya. Shtuya. This is good for shvachi guys, kita aleph, mechina. Second thing is, it's avodas ha'tefillah. And hazmanim is the best time for a guy to do avodas ha'tefillah. I want to explain. During this man, a lot of times, it's easier to daven, easier to learn. It's actually sometimes shachas, you're rushing here, man, you do it. And hazmanim, you're taking yourself, I'm learning an hour. Again, and later, havada. And I'm taking one tefillah that I try to be mechaber. I don't join shtiblach in the middle of the minyan. From the beginning till the end, with ale ameinim, not rushing at all. You see all these people, they rush, and then you sit outside, she wasn't crying for now. It's just normal. As people with the kinah, the minyan starts to use with Sheikh Lucas, he will check. Starts the minyan, say, Lucas, he will chak. I said, okay, they come to Shtiblach, they look, Mizmo, they look for Aluka. What's wrong, Mizmo? I hear you came late for Aluka, as we say. Then you say, Mari, Mari, he runs into the run that already holding a Mari Valok. And they start again a minute. That's when a guy comes to Shmei Shem and Shabbos and he has to wait 15 minutes. Say, he doesn't want to wait 15 minutes. Say it. 20 minutes in land, I don't hear. Yeah, he doesn't want to wait. He got the shliach in a minute. It's a terrible zach. It's brought down in this week's parasha that Moshe was metargim the Torah to shivim loshen. What is this one? What was it for? Moshe was metargim to shivim loshen. First art school. Art school only now, chatuch, b'chumash in Hebrew, yeah? Moshe, the first thing he did, metargim to shivim loshen. It's brought down. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you will go to Golus, and you will be in different places. The Torah belongs to every position in life. It's not only every language, it's every matzav. It's a matzav of Amirs. Shisha, the Talis, Echad. For generations that people did not have what to eat, and it was a festa shtaygur. There's a tkufa that is a nisoyen ha'ashirus. We're in the door, now it says in Rashi that one of the klolos is that you will have kind of spots, cheres v'gerev. Rashi says, cheres is dry, gerev is wet. And this is the worst, because when someone has dry, it's medicines you put for the dry spots. You have wet spots, it's medicine you put for the wet spots. But we have both, it's mamash habaya. We have a generation of Anir, Rashi the Klolos. We're in a generation that we have Anis Vashivus Mishamshim Biyabun. Tzadachos, people, Mamish don't know what to eat. Migalite Mamish have to be some nefesh to learn. And Mitzad Sheni, the Asogas are like Ashivus. Bach needs a bit of smiling, yeah? It's not enough for him that he will take it to the Yam, yeah? He's not running around crazy, jumping and crisps, and he's going to be as mad. He doesn't have iced coffee and does. That was not enough for him. It's a terrible thing. It's a Nisayin HaShirus and Nisayin HaNis that are merged together. Aber Moshe Rabbeinu was metargim the Torah to Shivim Loshe. There's a time in life that you don't have friends, you're lonely. Every bachur passes it in life. You feel like lonely. Shivim losh. There's a time when you feel like you're the king of the world. There's a time for you also. It's shivim losh. The Torah was meturgemes to shivim losh. The Torah was uptight to shivim losh. While the Torah was uptight to Shivim Loshen, the Torah was meturgemes to Shivim Loshen, a person needs to know in every kind of matzav, he's a ben Torah. The Briskerov would send his kids to do messages. The Dafka. But, before they were leaving, he would tell them it's the Kasha and the Rama. When they came back, they had to say a pshat. You want to train them, when they'll be a skonim, when they'll be a shashiris, they will know how to think and learning when they're busy. The people that could stand 2 hours in the Levaya and think and learning the whole time in Chazer or something, they could just space out. A person that grows the whole time, standing. The key for growing is when you take in yourself a ben azmanim, you take in yourself a ben azmanim to be koveya, not to miss an hour. To take one tefillah that you're planning to work out. It's the same tefillah every day, it's better. If not, at least one tefillah. Not to talk with tefillah during that tefillah. Once a day. You mechanech yourself. And sometimes the person gets another whole part that he doesn't get during this man. And you see a lot of yeshiva bachim that learn yeshiva very good. A couple of years they go to America, they need a pranasa, they go out to work. A couple of years already you see them change. You wonder, what is the pshat? You know what is the pshat? They never had a shtarka ben azman. Could be sometimes they had. So they didn't go out to ben azman. They were like tzadik. maybe 2 years they didn't go out to Ben Azmanim. It was not Ben Azmanim with them, yeah? The tzidk is they never had Ben Azmanim. I'm not saying it's a mitzvah to make a Ben Azmanim. But a person has to get used to, even in the time that he's in Ben Azmanim, even when he's in the end of his man, there's a chayas he has to learn. And because of the day is passing, I have to learn. And because of the davening mishpach, I'm burned out, I'm burned in. Zalam Hashanah. That wins. They say the soldiers of the Tsar in Russia, they would wake up 6 o'clock, they would jump. They would jump out of bed, like soldiers, like mamash. When they finished, when they were 30, they left the army when they were 50, they said the morning after that, they didn't get up. I, before that, they jumped. It was jumped because they had to be jumped. And the minute that it stopped, there's no self-control. I give Yochel, this would Yisroel Be'etz and claim he wanted his kids to do it in the Zohar, and he claimed that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted him to come. So I'm saying, our job is not to go out liris b'snei acherim. This is the avodah. Size in the airport, he has to daven. Try to find a room to daven like an hour. Anyway, he's daven 10 minutes and he's sitting in the other chair anyway for another 20 minutes. If he manages to control himself to daven Moshe Tzorich, sometimes he doesn't need to control himself. It's Moshe Steigen Bacher. So it's good, but it's not training him. I'm not saying go down to be trained to go back up, yeah? The chokhmah is to take the times that you weep and to train yourself, I'm doing because I have to. But a person a lot of times in life is in a stark and matzah, there's no proof that this will carry out with him. It's a matzah that you're in Ben Azmanim. And again, I'm saying, if you're in a stark and matzah, don't go low to Mekayim and Mitzvah. I'm speaking on the tzad, on the 80% that could have a regular Ben Azmanim. They're not enough stark, and they're going to have a regular Ben Azmanim. To manage to control it, to hold on to it, to put it where you should, you will have the Siyat HaKishma. Then you will have the Siyat HaKishma. But this is the avodah. And it's Biyodein, like I said. First, it's good for you, Ben Azmanim. I'm telling you, I could say thousands of people that heard the Shmuz from me, thousands, it's only in thousands, came over to me after Ben Azmanim and says, the first time we did it, we had a different Ben Azmanim. We feel a different person. Everyone of you Madrigosa. Everyone of you Madrigosa. For thousands of people already know. You feel so good. You don't have that ichi feeling in every Benazmani. Such a shame. Next Benazmani, much better. You know that feeling? Most of people have it, right? Next Benazmani, much tickle besser. It's a fail of the whole Benazmani. That Benazmani is to change, not only physically to rest. Mentally. I heard yesterday a hesped from Rabbi Yashin, I'm recording from a hesped from Rabbi Yashin, that she was in Israel, but for saying, this is a beautiful Zachar. Rabbi Yashin, Kadaria, but he said, Rabbi Yashin moved into his house for Ben Azmanim. I remember I lived in Beit Vegan, I was a kid, Rabbi Yashin would come for the whole Ben Azmanim, would stay by Rabbi Azriel Oyerbach, Chava Pisgah 45, he would have it in Agro. And his old, he said, it was the same thing. He just needed a change of atmosphere. He just moved to a different place. And again, learned day and night. Everything the same. It was enough for him to change. Yeah, every person needs a change. The change moved to a different place. There's Aiden. I was Mesubik. Rabbi Yashin really needed it. Rabbi Yashin didn't have kids. And this is the reason he did it. Because I was Mesubik. Rabbi Yashin didn't change. But everything was the same. I had a son, maybe he didn't even need a shape, maybe he did it for his son-in-law. The Chazak, he didn't have kids, everyone else's kids came up, a person needs, now in the minute that the Ben Azmanim is not productive, well, the guy comes back, you know, the guy says, life is not Ben Azmanim, it's physical. So sometimes I ask, it's not the Ben Azmanim, it doesn't wave the Koyvi Hashem Yechlifu Koyvach. The person manages to shtel the bin azman in kedushat tzorich, first the Derech Klal he finds more time to learn. It's a kodok benusa. It's an andere benusa. Bezer Hashem, we'll be zeichet to have this yet.